Greetings, y'all. Be blessed. I'm here with my homie Paul, and today we're going to talk about the journey to purpose.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I like that. Yep. I'm here. I'm ready. I've been feeling it, like, inside, just to, like, get, I guess, this message out. So, I'm here. I'm ready. I feel good about it.
How has your journey brought you to finding your purpose?
I feel like, well, of course, it's always been inside me. And that's something that God has put into me since I was young. Because I've always loved music, and I don't know, it touched me more. I felt more like joy, comfort, and love anytime like a song I like came on, or I heard a beat, or I made some type of sound or something. But the real journey was like when I was in college, and that was like when this all kind of started, like the train track or the snowball just started this journey down the hill, rolling and rolling and gradually getting bigger. Is college, I was suffering. I was really suffering and just going through it and just struggling, when people say like trying to make people happy, I was really just trying to please the people around me. Like, oh yeah, I'm in college, you know, I'm gonna be doing big things because I'm in college now, like da 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 da. But that was really like one of the lowest points of my life, was being in college, because I felt lost. All my thoughts were so clouded. It was just bad. And I'm not trying to knock college, but because I know there's some people out there that, you know, they're all for school and education. But for me personally, I don't think school is as important as people would say it is. So at least my opinion is you don't need school as much as they say you do. But as long as you have like an idea of where you want to be at in life or what you want to do, then you don't need it. You chase that desire, that fire that you feel inside when whatever kind of talent, doesn't even have to be a talent, whatever just makes you happy. If you like walk for a living, shoot, you can make money doing that somehow. They got marathons, competition. But back to my journey, just going through school, I was just struggling. My mind wasn't there. I didn't feel like I was there. And I was really, really in a really dark, dark place. I don't think some nights I didn't want to, you know, go to the next day. I don't think I ever would have done anything to myself, but there's definitely times I'm just like, all right, Lord, like this is, I'm ready to go. Like, I just, you could take me home or whatever, because this is not working out clearly. And I don't know where it, like, really click, but I just know, like, from being little, like, that wasn't meant for me. Like, there's something, I mean, I don't want to sound, like, cocky or, like, arrogant, but, like, ever since I was little, just something inside me is like, you're going to be great.
Yeah.
Like, you're here to do great things in this life, and I feel like everyone should listen to that voice in their head, or that feeling inside their heart, like, you do have a purpose in this life. You're not just here to constantly work, to go to school, to get all the money in the world that you can. It's a bigger purpose than that. There's a way higher power than just these, I guess, material and worldly things. So after, what was it, like a year or a year and a half in college, I just stopped showing up. I just stopped showing up. And I don't know, sometimes I feel like, about it. Because, I don't know, for me, I like to finish and see things through. But I feel like if I would have finished, I don't think I'd be where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I would have done nothing to myself. But I don't think I would have discovered or really chased after this dream I'm chasing right now. So I'm glad I stopped going. I'm glad I dropped out of college, but shoot, I'm here now. But yeah, after college, I just started working And I thought I was good because good things were happening. Even when you're not really on your journey and, like, finding yourself or doing what you love, good things still happens. And that gets you caught up. I got caught up. It's like, you know what? Maybe I don't need to, you know, follow this thing that's been inside me. Maybe this is art. Maybe that's just, like, a fantasy or whatever. So I started getting caught up in just the good things of this world. I'm not saying I was, like, partying or turning up, but just good things were happening to me. I was kind of getting out of this, like, I guess, depressive state. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was telling myself, yeah, this is good. I'm not depressed anymore, anxious, but we're good. But I really wasn't good. Because even in this good state, it all just came right back around. Yeah. And then that little voice in my head, like, you're meant more than this, mm-hmm. came back. And then that's when all the depression and anxiety and stuff came back. And I was like, dang. So I'm just sitting. I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm talking to people. I'm just trying to really just make it to another day. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. I knew at the end of the day, as long as I made it to another day, then I would be able to, or I don't know. I knew I was on the right path. Just one more day. It's like, I need one more day. Someone just kept saying, just one more day. Just one more day. I promise you, just one more day. Just give me one more day. You're getting closer. You're getting closer. You're getting closer. And then I started reaching out to some members in church. Started helping me out with all this. I started reaching out to my cousin. That's who really, like, helped me discover. I don't know. Cause I don't know. I just feel like that really helped click. Mm-hmm. I just talked. Actually, I do know. Talking. If you need to, like, get something out, please, please, please talk. Yeah. Don't matter who it is. If you know, you don't know. If you have something inside that you need to let out, let it out.
Yes, absolutely.
Once you let it out, that's not how I found my purpose, but that's the main thing that helped me get out of, like, being depressed and anxious. Is talk, 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 talk.
Yes.
Please, please, please talk. Like, I got shout out Brother Austin and Sister Bernice. I went to them, like, heavy, like, all the time. Like, I bugged them, like, yo, I gotta talk. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel it. Like, if I don't say nothing now, it's just gonna sit in my mind. So once you get that urge, let it out. It's like, you need to talk? I gotta talk. Then go talk. If I hit them up, I gotta talk. I went over, I talked to them. They gave me some good tips, some good advice and all that to help. And just, I don't know, once you hear it out loud, it doesn't really make it like, oh, it's not a big deal. Because it is a big deal. I mean, it's like your well-being. That's a very big deal.
Yeah.
I know we're getting off topic, but you have to be in a good place to be able to, like, chase your dreams. And
very true.
Like, understand what your purpose is, so if you're not in a well state of mind or, like, in that right mindset, it's not going to work out. So I started talking to people, started getting out my feelings, because I'm the type of person that's like, nah, you know, I'm a man. I can't show emotion. I can't be showing this, like, softness, like I'm weak or something. I got to show people I'm strong. And I'm, like, hardcore, but strength comes in letting it out, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... It's easier to just be like, I'm gonna keep it in. That's like super easy.
Yeah.
But the strength comes in, like, getting over your pride, getting over yourself to be like, I need help.
Yes.
Like, I need help. And even if it's just like sitting at the table and just telling you how I feel, you know, crying, whatever, it goes a long way. Not just with other people, but with yourself. And even if you don't feel it in that moment, I promise you, it's rolling. Mm-hmm. It's rolling. It's going to come. Just stick with it. But yeah, after talking with Brother Austin and Sis B, I also talked to my cousin. And we always talk about just finding our purpose and just being stuck up at, like, work or something. Because we both don't like working or nothing. So it's not necessarily, like, the work. Because when I'm, like, focused on what I want, I go in, like, I'm grinding day in and day out. But if it's something, like, you don't want to do, like, I don't want to, like downplay any jobs or nothing. But, you know, if you don't want to be in a fast food joint or, like, it's not even fast food. If you're like at the biggest corporation in the world and it's, you just don't feel fulfilled or anything, and like Amazon, if you Jeff Bezos, whatever, and it's just not making you happy, then why continue to be there? And that's like something we talked about. It's like, why continue to make myself suffer and just day in and day out, just wasting my life, wasting my time, and for what reason? That doesn't make sense to us. We just never found why. Like, I don't know why people just get so caught up on, I know it is, it's just the money, but you don't, I swear, people just understand, like, you don't need it as bad as you think you need it. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't fulfill you the way you think it will. Like, because once you start getting more, then literally, like, more issues come. Like, you have more things to worry about and stuff with more money. So, just put that to the side and focus on you. That should be everyone's, like, main, like, concern in life right now. It's just, and it's, like, the perfect time with everything going on in the world. It's just focus on yourself and figure out what it is. You could, that's how I kind of started finding, like, my purpose and all that. It's just, I've read some books and all that and heard, like, through interviews, is just things you like. Like, if you like doing something, just start doing that more often. Start finding ways to ride a bike, to hoop, to make music, to do anything, to paint a picture, build buildings. If you like building stuff, start stacking sticks up in the backyard. Build little forts or something, and just let that, I don't know, to myself, it's like, just be a little kid again.
Yeah.
And just, I guess, be, I guess, dumb enough, or not dumb, but just carefree enough to just go all in and not really care about, like, even if you're at the bottom, like, with the sticks, it's like, go outside, start building stuff with sticks or with branches, with trees, with leaves, and watch you maybe build a new patio for yourself out of that. Like, you never know where things will take you, where God will lead you from just following that passion inside. It's like the, that's one major thing that like really made it click for me. It's my cousin. He gave me this book to read called The Alchemist. And I don't know, it's the one thing that really hit home for me was at the part it said, like, the universe, like, once you really find that desire, it like literally like starts working around you and like will start bringing things to you to feed it. And a lot of books say that. I mean, I don't want to, like, it's like, oh, whatever. I'm just saying. A lot of books, they just say it could either be God, it could be the universe, it could be other guys, da-da-da-da. So, whatever it is, for me, it's God. Like, God is the head of my life, and he brings everything to me. But once you start feeding into those, like, desires of your heart, then God is going to bring those into your life more often. And he's going to make it known. He's going to make it known quick. So once you start giving in to what that desire is, it's going to come fast, too. That's another thing. It comes fast. That's also what it said is, actually, let me get back to just being in my purpose. I don't want to get too...
Speaking of your purpose...
Too caught up in other things.
What is your purpose?
Mine? Those that don't know. Yeah, because I know I'm just rambling, but my purpose is I finally figured out why, like I said, I knew before, but my purpose in life is to make music. Like, that's my number one love on this earth right now is music. And when I was going through things, is I play a song, and just like, even though it's like 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes long, it feels like an eternity for me. And it's just like, I'm just in a state of peace, a state of like calm, relaxation, all that. And it's just, I don't know, once you get a feeling like that, that's kind of just tells you, like, yeah, this is what is for me. It's like just that love, just that passion, that desire. When I think about music or making some type of music, I don't know, something like clicks. I'm just like, I'm determined. Like, even right now, I'm just like thinking of like beats or stuff in my head. It doesn't leave. No matter what I try to do, it doesn't leave. I could be here chilling, and I'll just start knocking on something, and I'll just like, oh, start bobbing my head and stuff. Like, when you get to that level, it's just like, yeah, this is my purpose. This is what I need to do. And it's, I don't know, I guess it's hard to explain too. You just gotta feel it for yourself, because there's a level of joy, of happiness, of, I guess, even like compassion. I just feel love towards everything really right now. When
speak.
Yeah, I just, and people have told me, it's like, oh, it's like you're glowing. It's like, there's like a light and a aura around you. And I was like, I don't know. It's just that music. But it's always God first. Like, for me, it's God first in anything I do. So without him, I couldn't have made none of this happen. No music. I'd have still been in a dark, depressed state. I would have, who knows, I would have been doing all types of crazy, wild things and all that. But God kept me. He kept me grounded. He kept me leveled. He kept me with him. Like, that's he called me and I answered the call. That's the number one thing. It's like, don't be afraid. Don't be nervous. Don't be shy. Cause that's something that I used to like struggle with too. It's just like, I don't know. Maybe I'll sound too corny, or even now, like some people like, maybe no one's gonna like my music, or maybe no one's gonna listen, or this or that. But what I tell myself is, I'm only making this really for God. Yeah. Like, he put it in me, so I'm just giving it right back to him. Like, whenever I make a song, I imagine I'm just like sitting in front of my father and just like playing that song for him. Whenever I'm doing anything with music, anything in life, it's like, it's all for God. And everything else will come into play then. So really, that's just what it is. I kind of, I guess, gave my life away to God. Like, I mean, I guess some people might think that's bad, but it's all for, actually it's not bad, because I'm doing it out of love. I'm doing it for love. I'm doing it for God. I'm doing it for positivity. I'm not doing it to be better than anyone, or doing it to like, oh, look at me. I could rap. I could make a song. I could do this. You can't. Like, nah, it's all love. It's to do it to show people, like, I found my calling. I found my purpose, and you can too. Like, and that's like the type of music I'm trying to put out. I'm not trying to talk about, oh, I can do this, I can do that. I'm writing about inspiration. I'm writing about, like, look, we don't have to sit here every day in, day out, 9 to 5s all the time. You can find that calling inside of you and run after it, chase it, like, fight for it, do whatever you can to hold on to it. And that's just what my life is at this point in my life. I'm just like, just focus. Stay focused on what you got to do. Just, that's all you're doing. You're making music for God, making music to inspire, mm-hmm. to spread love, to spread peace, and nothing else. All the good stuff will come. All the bad stuff will come. You take it as it is when it comes to you, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
How has writing helped you?
It's kind of like talking. You get it out, and it's like, keeping stuff in, I feel like, it's the worst thing you can do. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are, no matter like how big and macho or how strong willed you think you are, like, keeping stuff in, it breaks you. It, because I don't know, literally you're holding on to it. Why do you want to hold on to all that pain and hurt, right. and suffering? So I do that in my music as well. Is I just write out what I'm feeling, and if it's a good feeling, I write it. If it's a bad feeling, I'll write it. I guess I'm just being transparent and just getting it out, and I don't really care if people will like it. It's like, oh man, like, dang, that's really dark, or dang, you really want to be revealing on it? It's like, it's at the end of the day, it's just me. Like, you gotta accept me for who I am, and this is who I am. So yeah, writing definitely like helps as well. Just keep my mind focused, keep my heart and like a positive state.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm about. It's just positive, man. Yes, cause absolutely. Man, I've been negative for so long, and it hit me hard, and it held on to me for so long. I'm clinging on to this positivity with all I got. Man, I can't do it again. I can't.
I understand it. So expression is a big part of being a writer, being mm-hmm. an artist.
Yeah.
How do you express yourself?
I guess like through my music. I'm kind of still like, even though I like I said, found my purpose, I'm still figuring out like my sound and all that really. So I guess that type of expression isn't there yet, but I still, that's a good question. How do I express myself? I guess something like this. I'm being open.
Yeah.
I'm like, people gonna listen to this, so they gonna hear where I come from. They're gonna know pretty much, like, everything I'm saying is really everything that I am. So, yeah, I'm expressing how I feel. I'm just giving myself out there, really. I don't want to hold myself down, because, like, even with the bad things, like, it's the good as well. If you hold the good in, no one's gonna be able to feel those good feelings as well.
Exactly.
So you gotta let it out. You gotta tell people, like, this is what we're talking about in church. Like, this is literally what we're talking about in church. It was, what, Matthew 25, it was like 15 through 26. It was talking about God was talking to these three men, and he gave each of them, like, these talents. It was like, two of them, like, shared their talents, and those talents multiplied and grew. And one of them kept his talents because he was afraid, he was nervous, he heard God, or he knew God was, like, hard, and God was like, do this or you're not making it. So he was afraid, and that fear held him back from showing off his one talent. So, yeah, good, bad, happy, sad, you got to share it. Mm-hmm. I think that's why people don't really understand each other as well either, because we're all, like, I think we've all been kind of told, like, nah, just keep it in.
Yeah.
You got to be personal. You can't really, like, let other people see this weakness in you and all that, so... Because if they see that, they're going to take advantage of you or this and that. But me, I'm just like, you want to take advantage? That's on you. You're not taking advantage of me, because the only person that really has control of my life is God. So if you do something to me, whatever. Like, I'm pushing that to the side. We'll get past it. Like, shoot. But yeah, I guess that's how I express myself. Just being open. Just being as transparent as I could be now. Because I used to... I mean, I don't think I really, like, put on the front... I'm like, oh, that's not who Paul is, because I always feel like I've been me, but I've definitely, like, when I was feeling, like, the worst I could, like, put on that fake smile. Mm. And I don't want to do that anymore. I just want, if I'm sad, yo, I'm hurting. Mm. If I'm happy, yo, let's have a good time. Let's be good with each other. It's no more just hold it in. It's, I'm this, I'm that, I'm showing it.
That's good.
Yeah.
How has your purpose helped you to grow mentally, spiritually, physically? In general,
finding my purpose, I guess, like I was saying, just it made me, I don't know why or how, why, I don't think my purpose, but just talking more, but I feel more comfortable as who I am. Like, I'm more I was never like a subconscious person or anything, but I'm more comfortable in my skin to mess up, to try something new and mess up and learn from that experience and just give my everything into whatever I do now. Like, especially anything with music. Like, at church, if I gotta lead, if I gotta play this instrument, if I gotta move over here, I don't get nervous like I used to anymore. Yeah, I'm willing. I'm excited. I'm like, yeah, let me try this. Let me learn. Let me mess up now. Like, I want to mess up because I know through your mistakes, That's where greatness comes from. That's where perfection comes from. That's where skills and all that comes from. So I try to mess up. I just try to learn and learn now. And before, I guess I kind of thought I had it all figured out. So yeah, just finding my purpose. I'm enjoying who I am now as well a lot more. Enjoying church a lot more. The world is... Even though it's like a dark time, it's still, I still see a lot of positivity and a lot of good things out there. Like, we're finding new ways to come together as people. We're finding new ways to spread love, to show these good things. So it's not all bad, but no, that's a little off topic. But we always got to show some light on the good things in life too, and not just on the negative. So
very true.
Yeah.
Has your purpose brought you closer to God?
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%. Because before, I'm not going to say I was just showing up to church to just, like, show up and be there. But it was kind of like that. But, I don't know, now I'm just like, all right, God, what you got for me today? Like even though I'm still late, I'm still a little sluggish getting up in the morning. And I still like my bed in the morning sometimes. When I'm there, I'm there. That's something that, like, I guess finding myself really helped a lot too, is I live in the moments now as well. And I take each moment for what it is, and, like, for who's there and what they're saying to me. And, like, I just feed off of that. I try not to think. I still do it, but try not to think too much in the past. I try not to dwell on the future as much, because that's something I heard as well, is like dwelling too much on the past causes like feeds into depression, and thinking too much on the future, that brings anxiety. So I just try to live in this moment right now as much as I can. And I'm not perfect. I still think about things that happened to me in the past, and I still get upset about those. I still think, I'm like, man, I want this. Man, I'm about to do this. I want to do this now. I want to make this song now. And I don't want to work no more. I want to quit. So that brings that anxiety. That brings that state of mind, like, oh, things aren't really working out for me. But realizing, like, no, I'm where I need to be, where I'm at right now. This is what God has planned out for me. So wherever I'm at, I need to, I guess, find God in that moment as well. Mm-hmm. Like, God, where are you in this situation that I could show your glory, I could show your light, I could show you to the world? So it's a beautiful thing. I love it. Because people say I've been glowing, I've been, like, bright, I have a light on me now, but I don't know. I'm kind of starting to feel that too. It's like life is really, really good right now, and I'm loving it. Yeah,
I said that's a big part of purpose, is expressing God's light. Mm-hmm. That's a very big part of purpose. All right, so we talked about purpose. Is there anything you want to share with the people on how they can find their purpose, or just any gems you want to drop for them?
I would say, just for a moment, just find some time out your day, like, to really, and this is something my cousin told me too, is just like, just find a quiet place. It don't have to be for a long time, but just turn everything off, phone, music, any distractions. Find, like, the most quietest place you could be. If it's your car, your room, closet, bathroom, garage, find it. And once you find it, just clear your mind of everything, and then, like, the first thing that pops into your head, like, what do I like? And then the first thing after that, that's like, bam, that is what your purpose is. That is what God has put into your heart. And don't second guess it. Once you think about it, bam, chase after that. And that's like with things in life as well too. He told me, like, if there's a big decision in your life, or if there's something that's been on your mind a lot, clear your mind. And if you don't want to do it, if that's the first thought into your mind, that's how you really feel. Like, all that other, like, doubt and stuff, that comes with dwelling on it too much. So when it instantly pops into your mind, take it, run with it, don't ever look back. Just keep moving forward and just feed into it as much as you can. Find, like, 5 minutes out the day, whatever it is. If you like to paint, draw a doodle at work on a pen pad or something. If you like making music, bang on the desk, make a beat in your head, something. If you like building stuff, find something to build. Buy some Legos or something and start putting pieces together. Or if you like putting things together, buy some puzzles and figure that out. But just find that spot where you just, like, nothing else matters. You're not thinking about anything else. And whatever, like, that first desire or whatever it is that comes into your head, and you'll know it too. Like, your body, your heart, your soul, spirit, it's not going to be like, eh, no, that's not really it. No, that's what it is. So, and you'll know it too. So just find that spot, sit, think about it, and it'll come. And it'll come fast. So once you find it, roll with it, stick with it. And the joys in life will come. It'll follow with it. Because that's the number one joy. That's what you love. So, of course, if you're doing what you love, you're always going to be joyful. You're always going to be happy. Sure, you have bad times in life and stuff, and negative things are going to happen, and people are going to come your way, but just stick with what that one thing that you thought of, and I promise you, it'll change a lot. Before we wrap this up, I forgot to mention, like, how everything has kind of led up to now. So now, I'm working on an album. I am going to release it by the end of the year. So December 31st, that's when my album will be out. Still kind of iffy on the titles and all that, but it'll be a good one. So how that came to be is, it was back, what's today? October. Today is October 25th, mm-hmm. 2020. So back in like the end of July, early August days, it's just, I don't know, it's just, it was building, building, building. Like, you know what? I gotta quit and just focus on music. So I was working on a song and I wrote down something about taking a leap of faith. Then literally not even 5 minutes after that, I got a text from someone and they were mentioning something about a leap of faith. And then literally right after that, and this is literally back to back, like a 10-minute time frame, someone else, I was talking to this one coworker, and then she mentioned something about taking a leap of faith. So I just like, whoa, I'm like, I don't know, everything froze right there. And I was like, God, well, is this it? And at first I was like, well, I wasn't really like nervous, because at first I was kind of like, yeah, this is it. Like, but I was like, am I sure this is it? Because I don't want to make no foolish moves. I want to, you know, I know this is what I want to do. I want to quit, focus on music, but I want to do it smart. I want to seek wisdom first before taking action. Because if you take action first, that's not going to, I mean, you can still make it work, but it's going to be a lot harder than speaking to, like, people you, like, I guess you admire, mentors, whatever, people that, you know, will give you good feedback, thinking on it, pondering on it. Because even though you speak, you got to think on it yourself too, like, and come up with a plan, a strategy, or what you want to do. And then that's when you take action. So after I heard that third leap of faith, I was like, whoa. I was like, I guess this is what has been called for me. So, like, I got to start acting now, because I ain't going to play with God's time. If this is what God has for me, I'm going to act now. So after that, I hit up Brother Austin. I was like, yo, I got to talk. Something's on my mind. So I went. And at first, before I started, like, talking to all these people in my life, I felt like they were going to turn me down and just, like, push this dream aside, how I guess people would think it is. Like, this is a dream. This is just what you want. But once I started reaching out, all I've been getting was just, like, more confirmation, more just, like, a positive attitude towards, like, nah, dude, like, this is what you have to do. Like, clearly God has told you so. Just keep following his footsteps, and that's what I've been doing, and that's where we led up to here. Is just I'm living my life through God. Really, he's telling me to move, I'm moving. Telling me to wait, I wait. And I feel like at this point I'm waiting, because I just want to drop this album. I just want to make music, but I can't just magically make it appear in the air. So there's always going to be obstacles, there's always going to be things holding you back, but it's always where God wants you to be. So right now, I'm right where God wants me to be. Absolutely. But yeah, end of the year, that album is on the way. So I'll make sure I get it out and let y'all know. But y'all going to hear me. So stay tuned.
Is there any of your songs that you want the audience to check out?
I have two on SoundCloud. One is called Not Too Late, Cruise Gospel. That's the one I did with me, my sister, and my cousin. And another one is called Pautro. So that's Pautro. And then I think it's under Mr. Cruz. Either Paul Cruz or Mr. Cruz, one of the two. But yeah, if you're on SoundCloud, give me some listens. There's some good stuff. It's inspiring music. I'm just trying to inspire you. I'm just trying to show love and spread positive vibes and all that. So go give it a listen.
Anything else you want to say to the people?
Well, thank you for, you know, sitting down and allowing me to speak, because I've been feeling lately like I've been holding stuff back, and I just gotta, you know, let out my journey as of right now. And I'm always down to come back too, and
absolutely,
yeah, get on another one. I love, especially now, I just love just speaking and, you know, throwing things back and forth and just seeing where someone else is coming from, helping them out, they help me out, because we all gotta be in this together at the end of the day. So yeah. You just got to spread love, spread peace, spread positive vibes, and that's it, really. And everything will fall into place from here.
Absolutely. I appreciate you sitting down to chat. Where can the people find you?
So I got a little different, or a couple different ones. On Instagram, it's jcru, that's jcru22_. It's my Instagram. And I just have if you want to hit me up on Snap and chat a little more, my Snap is mr.cruze, so Mr. Cruz with an E at the end. Other than that, that's about where you can find me. Or on SoundCloud too, but we ain't gonna be on SoundCloud for much longer. We're gonna be on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, all the big stuff. So don't worry about the SoundCloud for now.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. You all have a beautiful and blessed day.
Deuces.